think I began to first understand those words when I was a PhD student in Basel, Switzerland. We're surrounded by a school, a theological view, basically dominated by Karl Barth. According to that view, the preacher stands in the pulpit essentially as a human speaker. And if, by his will and way, the Holy Spirit chooses, he may seize those words to become God's word. Coming from a Lutheran background, I wish to resist that view. I wish, as it were, to be able to wear white robes rather than those Reformed black ones. No criticism. I wanted, that is to say, to be in God's place, to speak a word of power that had effect, act, that accomplished what it said. I wanted to be able to pray to God before I preach, God, so let me preach the gospel that your people may hear and believe. Then I came to see that these words flow organically out of the previous words, not read in our lesson, about God being in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, and giving to us the ministry of reconciliation. And I began to see wherein the authority of the preacher lay. In God's act itself. God's act in Christ, as it were, takes up the minister into himself, so that Paul can speak such words as this, working together with God. In the place of Christ. Behold, now is the acceptable time. This is why you are here at a seminary. For the word that you shall preach from the pulpit which God gives to you is not the pulpit of your word, but the pulpit of God's word. And if that pulpit does not resound from the word of the gospel, that is to say, of Christ's death, that reconciliation will not take place because your words will not be the word of reconciliation. Preach the gospel. That in Christ's death, sins are forgiven. And in the proclamation of that death, so they are as well. Therein lies the strength and the stability of the ministerial office. It's as solid as Golgotha and as enduring as the grace of Christ. And because Paul understood that he lived and spoke out of that singular act of God by which the world is reconciled, he is free. He is free to accept the sufferings which the world gives to him, even as Christ, the King of the world, was free to take them upon himself for the world. I bear affliction. Makes no matter, I'm still alive. I live in the cross. I may be in ill repute or in good repute. I live in the cross of Christ. It makes no difference. My solidity lies there, not in what others think. I have the weapons of God's righteousness, and therein I am. Message and attitude. Message and the form of the ministerial life. You're here at the seminary to be imbued by that gospel, to be formed by it, to have your minds reflect it, for it to be so a part of your way of thinking that you think the thoughts of the gospel. Therein also to form your life after its pattern. Then maybe we can understand Luther's words. We are the servant of all, even as we are the King of all. Even as the King of heaven became the servant. Words of the gospel ring out, not as 20th century preaching, but as God's voice in Christ. Today is the day of salvation, my brethren. Your sins are forgiven. For that reason, then, do we sing him. They are now here forgiven. What you were a moment ago is what you are not now in God's sight. You are forgiven. We can go in. We can sing with joyful heart and triumphant voice. We can enjoy God's good gifts, which he gives us daily from his bountiful hand, in the sure knowledge and trust that he is the good Father who will keep us in the true faith and to life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.